The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 145, here always with Rylan.
Yep. What's up, everyone? You know, we're back, you know, obviously uploading consistently now. Since there's no more breaks or anything for now. So.
Shouldn't be until the next major holiday. We're not going to take, like, Martin Luther King Jr. Day or anything off, so.
We don't really do breaks on those type of holidays, like President's Day and all that. No. So, yeah. But before this episode starts, obviously join our Discord. You guys don't like doing that, though. You guys just rip off your ears every time we mention Discord.
What's a Discord? I don't even know what a Discord is. We don't even use Discord, even though we're using it right now. Record. But
might as well delete the channel.
Just, we should. It's ridiculous. Yeah. What's the point? Maybe we should delete it and then make a new one and maybe people join. Maybe the one we have now is just washed.
Maybe it's just bugged or something. I don't know.
It just won't let people join. Maybe they're trying. Yeah, maybe it's just not telling us.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, join our Discord.
All right. So today was pretty exciting. Maybe we won't get to that till the next episode. Right now, we have the PS1 FPGA console being announced from Taki Udon.
So 30 years later, there's a modern PS1. FPGA console that plays your favorite retro games at 1440p. Daggone.
That's crazy.
For retro?
Mm-hmm.
Like 2K for retro?
Yeah.
Isn't that 2K? I think it is, because, yeah, 1080p, then 1440, then whatever 4K is.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's 2K. But FPGA devices like the Analog Pocket have captured the hearts of many retro gamers in, you know, recent years. We've talked about the Analog Pocket in the past. You know, we've went over it and everything. We've talked about a few of these guys' devices and stuff, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Like, we've talked about a bunch of them.
Yeah, we've talked about quite a bit of them. So it says here that, with hardware level emulation that almost is perfectly matched with the original. A new device from Taki Udon builds on the 30-year-old original PlayStation with the design that, you know, gets, you know, major nostalgia points. So I'm guessing it kind of looks like a PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked at the image.
It's so. Basically a miniature PS1. A PS1 Slim, like my gray one. Not the original square one, but the PS1 Slim. It's basically a miniature version of that.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. It looks nice.
So the R1? Is that what's going on?
Let's see.
It's a little squared symbol, so I don't know. I was going to call it the R1, but there is like a little R-squared one. I don't know. But it's compatible with all FPGA Mr. Cores from the ColecoVision to the Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis. However, it's clearly designed with, you know, the PS1 in mind, with slots for the original memory cards, controllers, and even the PS1 light gun. So you can do a whole bunch of stuff. You know, it's basically like made for PS1 stuff, but you can obviously do other
emulation on it.
Emulation, yeah. Which is awesome. So that's honestly cool.
It is.
It says here, it's got fully modern trappings with three USB-A ports, a USB-C port, a micro SD card slot, an Ethernet port, and even a headphone jack. So there's headphone jacks. So you have all that modern stuff that's on PCs, PlayStations, all that. Now, Xboxes is now on this too, so it's fully modern, but with retro games. Yeah. Taki Udon hasn't revealed what the expansions will look like or how much they will cost at the time of this writing, which this was like 2 days ago, I'm pretty sure.
I got the cost, not of the official cost, because I know other things that he releases, it's cheaper for pre-orders.
It looks cheap. It looks like really cheap.
Well, if you pre-order it, you'll get it for $149. I don't know what the standard price will be after pre-orders are up.
That's
but
what
I know
it does
it'll
say
be
here,
more. Yeah. It'll be more than pre-orders, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Taki Udon, he's a YouTuber, if any of you listening haven't ever heard him before. I've watched him. a bunch of times in the past. He does reviews on retro handhelds and PC handhelds, like the Ally, the Retro Pocket, the Odin. He's done reviews on all those.
I remember, I think it was the first time I came up this year or whatever. Was he the one guy you were watching on the TV?
I think that was Retro Game Core, which we talked about him a few months ago, Retro Game Core. Him getting copyright struck by Nintendo over something Nintendo shouldn't have copyright struck him for.
Wasn't it because like he was like playing like retro?
He was playtesting, like he also reviews handhelds, and he was playing Switch emulation on it.
Yeah,
but he always shows his physical card in the video, so he shows that he does purchase those games. But Nintendo still copyright.
Nintendo's like, well, we don't care.
Yeah, basically.
That does suck.
Yeah, but Taki, you don't. Yeah, a lot of people don't like him, but I like his videos. I like his content. I think he's a decent guy. I mean, just from the videos. I mean, I don't know personally.
A lot of
people
just hate though.
That's true. Like, that's very true.
For no reason. You know, we talk about this a lot. But it tops off at 1440p, plus an NFC Bluetooth and Wi-Fi support, so you can connect it to Wi-Fi as well, which is cool, I guess.
Yeah.
For retro games. But hidden at the bottom is an expansion port where an optional add-on allows the R1 to play PS1 discs, so you can. With the discs. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So it actually reads the discs and everything like that. But it says here, Taki Yudon hasn't revealed, what the expansions will look like or how much they will cost. But, it does open the door to other add-ons like the cartridge-based games in the future, starting at, $149. I don't know what that is in euros or yen or whatever, so you guys can convert that. But for friends and founders, which means that people will have purchased devices from Taki before, and people who are pre-ordered and stuff too. So
yeah,
that's for $149, as Ashton said. But let's see here. There's a bunch of bull crap. There's no point in reading here, so I gotta skip over it. All right, okay. It will launch in at least two colorways, so white and black, with additional colors like retro gray or blue as a possibility.
Yeah, I've seen.
So that would be cool.
The gray looks pretty close to an actual like PS1 Slim.
Yeah, so I was going to say the gray would probably be the best option.
If I was going to get one, that's the color I would try to get.
Unless if you want to get like a full white to match like your white setup or something like that, full black to match your black setup, or blue. Say if you have a blue setup.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know, but I have like a white and black base setup. Oh, my mouse pad, Ashton. That was the first thing I ordered. It's coming tomorrow.
Come tomorrow.
And it was the first thing I ordered.
Everything else came today.
Yeah. But it does say here, at the price, it's one of the most affordable FPGA consoles on the market. For reference, the Analog 3D, and it's an Nintendo 64 FPGA console. It costs $250. The founders and friends pricing won't last long, though, and stuff like that. The additional cost of the disc reader add might push it over the edge. So it'll probably be around the 200 range with the disc, reader and stuff like that for the additions and stuff. But it says here, while both technically all emulated FPGA devices like the R1 have a few advantages over software emulation, which you'll find in most retro gaming handhelds. So it has like the same type of software that the actual like retro systems have.
Some of them, yeah.
Here, yeah, some of them. But in general, they offer a more accurate experience and lower latency. The biggest advantage, of course, is the ability to play your favorite games or favorite physical games Yeah, for decades on.
Yeah,
after
awesome.
A console has been gone out of production. So you can play, who knows, maybe they'll eventually, once, you know, they'll might add PS3 games to one. Or
eventually.
Maybe. I'm saying, yeah, they're going to go more and more, like PS2, PS3, you know, in the far, far future, PS4. But,
yeah,
that'd be awesome to see that and everything.
Definitely.
But, you know, you can play a whole bunch of retro games, PS1, and all that on this. So if you guys do want to check that out, you know, obviously sources will be down below.
Yeah,
everything like that. Esha might put the link or whatever if he remembers. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, honestly.
I like it. Thought it was cool. All right. So this past week we had multiple Switch 2 games possibly leak early.
So we just obviously went over the Switch 2. Well, we haven't went over Switch 2, but you know, the trailer came out today, didn't it? This morning. I mean, I woke up and I seen you sent that to me. I was like, oh crap, finally took it forever.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that in our next episode so you guys can look forward to that after you get done listening to this one.
Yeah, no, it's going to be our first topic, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes, it is.
No, we'll just dive straight into it. Actually, for that topic, I do have some pretty cool facts that I've noticed in, you know, that...
The trailer?
Trailer, so it's a whole bunch of different stuff. So
awesome.
You guys will see that. If you guys just want to skip to the next episode, go ahead. You know, just if you want to, but if you guys care about the next topics, then you'll stay.
Yeah, you should.
But multiple games potentially coming to Nintendo Switch 2 have, you know, allegedly been leaked ahead of any official announcement from Nintendo. Since the first whisperings of the Switch successor, Nintendo fans have speculated that, you know, every possible aspect of the as-yet-unrevealed console, from its hardware to its, you know, release date, to potential games on the Switch 2, with early rumors claiming that the Switch 2 is roughly equivalent in processing power of the PlayStation 4. That's what I thought. It was going to run like 60 FPS and stuff like that. Which, we're correct about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it might run like certain games at a little higher frame rate, possibly.
From what I've seen is it's just behind the Xbox Series S.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In terms of power, which is pretty good for a handheld, so it's more powerful than the Steam Deck.
Yeah, so that's really good. I mean, it's more powerful than obviously the Steam Deck. Steam Deck runs games really good and everything.
The ones that are compatible, you know.
Yes,
I think it's more of a Steam OS issue, though. I don't know.
But I got here also that the possibilities seem endless, and a fairly reliable source has finally revealed, you know, some of the games and stuff like that. Hate the Nate. It's like a podcast, I think, or something.
He's a YouTuber, a podcaster. Or a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And he's a lot of people. I was going to talk about him next episode, but he's in this article, so I'm going to talk about him now. A lot of people, he's very close. with Xbox and Nintendo and leaking inside information. So a lot of people hate on him, like, oh, he gets all this crap wrong. He predicted that Nintendo would announce the Switch 2 today. And a lot of people, oh, you're full crap. You know, after today, everybody's going to see how much of a fraud you are in line. Guess what? It was only a 2-minute trailer, but what they did.
Yeah.
So I like Nate DeHay. He seems like a cool dude. So all the haters out there, you owe Nate an apology.
You guys probably hate on us too. Yeah, we don't know. We don't really get comments or anything, but you guys probably like, I wish these guys would stop posting or stupid or
good.
You guys probably hate, but hey, that'll just make us want to upload more, man.
Right. Those of you who hated on Nate and said he was wrong, that they weren't going to announce it, you owe him an apology.
Of course they're going to announce it. Like, come on, man.
Well, he said today, and a lot of people are saying, oh, no, they ain't going to announce it today, and they did. So
He's a smart little cookie.
Yeah.
But it says here that including Mario Kart as a launch title, so I'm guessing Mario Kart 8.
Well, it'd be Mario Kart 9, I believe, because if you watch the trailer, what was playing on the Switch too, was on Mario Kart. And that course is not in Mario Kart 8. So I'm assuming it's next gen Mario Kart. Which
that's crazy.
They wouldn't release Mario Kart 8 a third time.
Yeah, no. The Wii, the Switch.
Well, the Wii U and the Switch. No, like, there's no way.
But let's see here. So you got Mario Kart, Final Fantasy VII Remake. This is before, you know, the end of 2025, it says. With a rebirth follow. Multiple Assassin's Creed games.
Mm-hmm.
It says here. Sometime after launch. Because I know, I'm pretty sure Assassin's Creed is on Switch.
Some games. Yeah.
Some games are on Switch. I just don't know which ones. But, those are some of the games that I see here. I don't know if that's all of them. But also says here. Metal Gear Solid Delta. Kamini's remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 might also be on the Switch 2 perhaps as well. There's a lot of titles here.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It says also some major titles like So Halo.
Possibly.
Master Chief Collection.
We did see that, possibly.
And Microsoft's Flight Simulator is rumored to also be coming. We don't know yet. It's, again, rumored. Nate also suggests that the Switch 2 could get a heavy dose of Ubisoft. So, like, Tom Clancy's Universe, so Division. That's a good game. And Rainbow Six Siege. And then, like, Assassin's Creed, you know, and stuff like that.
Dude, Siege has been...
It's been...
Relevant forever, man.
It won't die.
No, it won't. Like, I know it's been at least like 10 years or almost 10 years that that game's been around. And people still play it. Kind of ridiculous if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know how it's been relevant as long as it has. Like, it dies down. And then goes back up. Dies down, goes back up.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on then. So as of today, actually, Donkey Kong Country Returns HD for the Switch released, time of recording today, January 16th. And it actually, surprisingly, did not leak early like some of the other Switch, like almost any other Switch title that's came out the past year. Has usually released at least a couple days early, but this one didn't.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably because you can play it on the Wii and the 3DS, but that might not be the case. Anyway, we have Donkey Kong Country Returns HD rating on Metacritic.
Okay, so it says here, Donkey Kong Country, it says it's currently on Metacritic a score of 77. Is that right?
You probably looked at it a little bit earlier. Mine's a 78, so because it just came out today. Yeah. Mine was based on 65 critic reviews. Yours is probably
based on 63.
So two more brought it up 1 point. Yeah.
So that's 10 points less than the game, you know, first received when it was released on the Wii, but that's an understandable considering it's remastered. It's fairly bare bones. That's what it
just
says here.
Just basically upgraded graphics. And also, like I said, it was also remade on the 3DS, but I was not able to find the 3DS rating on Metacritic. So I have no idea what it ranked.
I couldn't see the 3DS.
I don't know why that is. Usually they have that kind of stuff on there, but... So if any of you know what it is, the 3DS rating, join our Discord and let us know. But so obviously the game came out today, so the user score on Metacritic isn't out for HD, but for the original on the Wii, the user score was 8.6. So it pretty much lines up with an 87 for the Wii at that time.
Yeah.
So I have played the original. I have not played the 3DS or HD yet. So the original, I would give it, I'd follow it up with an 87. Like, it was good. Like, I personally like the original Donkey Kong Country, the first one, more. But Returns is pretty good. And I was so excited back in the day in 2010 when this game came out because we hadn't seen a Donkey Kong Country since the early 90s. So I was excited back when it
originally. Yeah.
I think it's time for a new one because we haven't got a new Donkey Kong Country since Tropical Freeze, which came out on the Wii U and was remade for the Switch. So I think it's time for a new Donkey Kong Country instead of bringing Country Returns out for a third time and a second remake. But it is what it is. I don't make the decisions at Nintendo. So.
Yeah,
I'll probably get it on my discounted price like I usually do on my other games. So, I'll try it out. See, might give my updated personal rating on it. But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials: Twitch Kick, YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Pretty much all of them, TikTok. If it doesn't get banned in the next couple of days, follow our TikTok. Our merch on the public. Rylan, yeah. Do you have anything?
Join our Discord, like always, you know. You guys don't like doing that. But, obviously, get our merch and stuff like that. Follow our sports podcast, if you want to, obviously.
Good.
And want to. Follow our socials, yada, yada, yada. And that's it. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode where we will talk about the reveal of the Switch 2.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.